The man raised his walking stick to defend himself and smashed a pane of glass behind him. At this point, Peterson came along and the roughs ran off. In the dark, his uniform probably made him look like a policeman. The tall man ran off too, perhaps thinking that he would be in trouble for breaking the window. Anyway, in the upset, he left behind the goose and the hat, which Peterson brought to me. He knows how I like even a small mystery. So the poor fellow lost his Christmas dinner. It would seem so. Inside the hat there was a label, with the name Mr. Henry Baker. But there are hundreds of people with that name in London. I told Peterson to take the goose himself, but I retained the hat. Holmes offered it to me. See what you can deduce from it, he said. I looked at the battered object. The red silk lining was now dirty, and though holes had been made for a hat securer, the elastic was missing. The hat was very dusty, and there were some patches where the black had faded. Some of these had been smeared with ink. I can deduce nothing, I said. Holmes took the hat and gazed at it in a peculiar fashion, which I had seen so many times before. He then said, "The owner used to be well off, but is no more. He used to think ahead, but is now more careless. He is not very fit, probably middle-aged, and his house does not have gas.